What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 157. Today's topic is this: when technology fails. Sit back and relax, because here we go. Now, I recognize that I am recording this podcast using technology. I also recognize that social media has, really, it has a big part to play in our society and in our culture. And ultimately, there's really no other way that I would be able to connect with so many people on such a wide scale on such a regular basis. This podcast alone has almost 9,000 downloads to it, which kind of blows my mind a little bit. I mean, for something that is, largely recorded on the go, on my phone, and a stream of consciousness. I don't go back and edit. Things happen, or, if you listen to this on the regular, sometimes you'll hear my kids. Sometimes I do it when I'm driving. You'll hear horns and so forth. Sometimes if I have a free minute when I'm in the hospital, you might hear stuff overhead or bells or things like that going off. So considering that I have this full studio in the palm of my hand and can go and interact with you right now, absolutely blows me away and just shows me how awesome technology is. But just like anything else in life, there's always a con to that pro. There's always an up to the down. There's always a yin to the yang. And in this case, I think of going out to dinner. So this is what happened. So I was out to dinner, took my daughters out to dinner, and we were at the local Thai restaurant, which was a great place. And I was just looking around
the phase three meeting will be at 5:30 in the second floor conference room.
Case in point. There we go. So it's not scripted or edited for that matter. Where was I? Thai restaurant, right. So I was out to dinner with my daughters, and one of the amazing things was we're laughing, kind of joking around, talking about each other's day, and we do a round robin around the table where we say, okay, tell me three things that's gone on during your day, and we go from there. And so it just that way it keeps that interaction and so forth that's there and going, But ultimately, by taking a look around, the amazing thing was that folks were not interacting. Folks instead were just staring at their phones, not looking up. There was one family that it was mom, dad, two kids, and nobody was interacting with one another. Instead, they were all just on their phone, and I don't know, they might have been texting back and forth and interacting that way, which would be kind of weird, but it's nobody was interacting. You look over at another table, there's a couple that's there, and they look they had probably been married for quite some time. No interaction, just texting or looking at stuff on their phone. Blew me away. And I mean, so many times that I've taken the kids to a trampoline park or something like that, mom and dad sitting off to the sidelines on their phone while the kids are playing and running around and things of that nature. So it's there's this dichotomy with technology where we're connected more than ever before, but on the same token, we are less connected than ever before. And to me, that's a big fail, right? I mean, ultimately, we're getting to this place where technology isn't benefiting us in terms of building relationships that are really high quality, unless you take that extra step once you get past that technology part and actually have real old-fashioned human interaction. So for instance, I'm all over Facebook, I'm all over Instagram, then this podcast, of course, and everything. But the point to that is really to actually drive ideas to folks so that they can improve their life. And one of the main ideas that I want to drive is based on fact, is based on data. So if you haven't been on YouTube and checked out this amazing TED Talk that is about this study that was done out of Harvard University, it's one of the longest studies ever done in humankind. It's a 70-plus year study. And essentially what it is, it's a study on human relationships and what makes people happy. And I'm going to give you the spoiler alert for it. Okay. So they basically, what they did is they follow these folks as like throughout from the time that they were like, you know, like college age, and some of them were like, you know, Harvard students, some of them weren't, some of them were like, you know, a blue collar, or some of them, like one of them was a U.S. president that they turned out to be, and then eventually started studying the families and the wives and the kids and so forth and so on. And what they came to find is that happiness comes from the more high quality human relationships that you have. I'm going to say that again. Happiness comes from the higher quality and the more of them human relationships that we have. Now, that shouldn't be like, you know, like, oh, wow, that's not mind-blowing, right? It's kind of common sense. But think about that. Like, we all have relationships sometimes with folks that the relationship really doesn't serve us. Like friends that like, oh, man, we've been friends forever. But maybe that's someone that doesn't elevate you, that doesn't like... That doesn't inspire you, that doesn't like, you know, bring you to your best game. Consider that you are ultimately the sum of the five people closest to you. And so then if you are not surrounding yourself by folks that really stimulate you to be the best version of yourself, consider that you might actually be surrounding yourself by folks that might bring you down a bit. And if that's the case, is that a high-quality relationship? Probably not. Therefore, is the quality of your life what it potentially could be? Probably not. Consider this the next time you pull out your smartphone, you're looking at it. Consider this the next time that you have the opportunity to interact with someone, but instead get on an app, play a game, check your email, whatever. The next time you're standing in the grocery line, strike up a conversation with somebody. Yeah, it might be awkward at first. Heck, it might be really awkward for them because it's not something people really do that often nowadays. But might lead to a higher quality relationship for you, or at the very least, teach you the skills so that you can continually improve human interaction in your life. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. If you don't follow me on social media, speaking of technology, please do. You can find me on Instagram, David Boyd MD, on Facebook at David Boyd, and then this podcast, of course, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review. Last but not least, if you live in Arizona and I am not currently your primary care doctor, perhaps we should chat. P3MD, that is p3md.com. Go ahead and put in your name and email address. That'll lead to a conversation between you and I to see if we are a fit. So what I got for you today, friends, remember health as well, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast.